And speaking of coming to the end of the tape, you insinuated in tape that I received yesterday that I ran off the end, and you commenced to yell at me. Oh, baby, don't yell at me. Gosh. Anyway, I'm sorry if I run off the tape. I'm going to have to be more careful, but I didn't run off the tape this time. And when we get to the end of this one, oh, by the way, on the tape that you scolded me for running off the tape, you ran off the tape toward the end. Thought I'd, you know, let you know. But I also wanted to let you know something else. I love you, baby. I love you very, very much. And anyway, back to the list. As far as the jewels go that I got you for Christmas, so far I have not, it's the 24th, and I have not received any word that that the Pace Exchange even received my order. So like I said before, if you check the balance, you know, the checks that supposedly got canceled, and you find that Pace checks among them for the amount that I told you, and then let me know as quickly as possible. In the meantime, I'm going to write them a letter. In fact, I'll probably write it tomorrow and find out why I haven't been notified or why the order hasn't been filled and so forth. And they write me back, and then I'll be able to either reorder it or whatever happened. Maybe they didn't even get the thing. I don't know. But that should take care of it. Today, I think, what is it? Oh, this is Sunday, isn't it? You have a doctor's appointment Friday. And I think on the last tape, I asked you how you're going to do on it because I figured the tape would get there about you know, today or yesterday so that you can answer me. But I'm going to ask it again because I really want to know. And let me know if they have any, you know, if you heard a couple of heartbeats or for twins or anything because, boy, that'd be great. That'd be great. But anyway, I want to, you know, keep me posted on how you're doing your doctor's appointment because you're all I've got, baby, and I want to keep you as healthy as possible, and I got to know all there is to know about you. And, another thing, speaking of health, on Nika, when Dr. Spazer, he ought to weigh her, too, so you might find out what the dog weighed. That way it'd save you the problem of weighing her because I'd kind of like to know how big Nika's getting, too. But anyway, I just you were talking about, you know, how big you were, how pregnant, and how skinny your legs and arms and everything is, and how you could sit down on a chair and stick your water glass on your tummy, and that's kind of cool. I kind of like to stick my water glass on your tummy too. Yeah, I'd like to kiss your tummy too. And sit my glass and pat it and rest my arm on it and everything. And I don't have it. I don't have it to. I'm going to start crying in a second. No, I'll spare you. But guys, Jenny, keep telling me about things like that. That's you, and that's what I like to hear about the... that is cool as hell. I cannot believe it, how you can stick your water glass on your tummy like that. I can't even see my tummy anymore. Okay, I think I've got to the end of my list now. No, I haven't either. One more list, baby clothes. And I'm surprised you said your baby clothes were finished. And, oh, of course, you got to develop the film and everything. But I want to see the pictures and a description of everything that you've got. Well, I think I've already got the description. At least the pictures, label out and everything. You know, we've decided on a name if it's a girl, and we've decided on a name if it's a boy, and we've got names if they're twins, as long as one's a girl and one's a boy. But what are we going to name them if we have two girls or two boys? We haven't decided yet, and I was just wondering, maybe you ought to send a couple of suggestions for me to okay, and so why don't we go nameless for a couple of weeks while we bicker back and forth figuring out what it's going to be. Might not be a bad idea, huh? Well, I mean, of course I'll be home, I guess, won't I? So I guess that wouldn't be a problem anyway. But anyway, I'd kind of like to have some ideas. And that's the end of my list. Now I'll start my own list. I kind of asked a few questions as I went along and offered a few suggestions like the scouting angle on the knot boards. I don't know if that's, maybe you've thought of that already. Maybe it's not such a good idea. I don't know. But I remember tying knots and stuff, and that might be a good idea. And I've also requested weights and health and things like that. So I think that I've got a few questions. Now I will tell you what's happened. It seems that I've kind of gone slack here. You know, like you're saying in the letter you just wrote, you go a while and and you really can't think of anything to say, nothing's really happened, and you're really not in a very good mood, or you're really tired, or, you know, and you get to a point where you really don't feel like you'd be accomplishing anything if you wrote. And even if you did write, you'd be displaying some sort of bad attitude, or sort of a feel sorry type thing in your letters, and you kind of don't want to display it, because I know that when you write me a letter when you're really feeling bad, it kind of makes me feel bad. Just, you know how I got all out of shape and everything when you felt bad when I was with you. Well, I kind of get the same way when I sense you feel bad in a letter. And when you feel bad in a letter, this is like, 4 or 5 days later, and I'm feeling bad 4 or 5 days later after you feel bad, when you're probably feeling good. But anyway, I haven't really been feeling all that great. You know, I've been kind of in a slump here the last 4 or 5 days, and I haven't written to you as much as I should have, and I feel real sorry about it. I just want to apologize and keep you posted here. So the last thing I think I did, I don't know if I wrote you a tape when I got back from Saigon or not. I think, well, I don't know. Yeah, I guess I did. But anyway, since then, I wrote you a 4-page letter. Yeah, 4-page letter. So I may not be that far behind, I don't know. But anyway, I know I didn't write you last night, and I don't think I wrote you while I was on duty. So that's 2 days I haven't written you, I know of. But anyway, here's what's happened since then. I went on duty, of course, and nothing happened. I mean, it's the same old thing. And I got off at noon, and I came back here, and I sacked out, and I slept until 5 o'clock, and it was Saturday night, see. So we had a officer's call and gave a going away present for one of the guys, and we had barbecued steaks. I had two of them, and we had some olives and stuff, and that was that. And I don't even know if I saw the movie that. I don't believe I saw the movie that night, because we didn't start serving until about 7:15, and that's when the movie starts. So I know I didn't see it that night. And so I went to sleep early. Yeah, I remember. I went to sleep early, about 9 o'clock. And I was thinking, laying here in bed, saying, I ought to write you. But I started, thinking and dreaming about this, and everything. And I finally got to kind of feeling a little bad. So I just kind of went to sleep dreaming about this, And I didn't write you last night. And when I was on duty, I didn't write you on duty, because I was really kind of busy, and I was just tired, and I hadn't really had a day off, because I came back from Saigon noon one day and went to work noon the next, and I really hadn't recuperated. I, stayed up pretty late at night most of the nights I was down in Saigon, and the mosquitoes, of course, kept me up half the night. So I was really tired. But anyway, here it is Sunday night, and I've decided to write you a tape, and I got your tape yesterday. So the only thing that's really happened to me since the last time I've written was today. So I'll start with today. This morning I got up about, 8:30, 9 o'clock, looked at the clock, jumped out of bed, put my shower shoes on, went up to the piss tube and took a whiz. Came back, jumped back in the sack again, and went back to sleep till about 11 o'clock. And I knew, I wanted to lift weights this morning before I went to lunch, because it's better in the morning, but I was kind of, how groggy you are when you get up, kind of, and not really full of energy as far as it takes to lift weights go. And I haven't lifted weights since before I left to Saigon. In fact, the day I went to Saigon was my day to lift weights. So it had been the day before the day. See, the day I went to Saigon was the every other day that I had to lift weights. So it was 2 days before that I had lifted the last time. And today is the first time I've lifted since then. So it's been a while, and I am really sore again. I was only sore the very first day that I lifted weights, and then, of course, it took a week to the soreness to go away, and you lifted every other day for them. But anyway, the soreness finally went away, and all I did was get tired, and then after dinner and partying around, having a couple of Cokes, and then went to sleep and got up the next morning, you're just like good as new, like nothing ever happened. But it's pretty good shape when you can do that. But anyway, it's been a week or 2 weeks since I've lifted, and I went down today. After lunch I went. See, it was about 1 o'clock. Oh, 1:15 maybe. Went down to lift weights, and I went through the same weights that I've started with, and I've upped it by 5 pounds since I've started. But anyway, boy, am I ever sore! I cannot believe it. I did about half the workout I did at the most I've ever done, but I did, you know, two sets of curls. Well, one of these days I'll show you all that stuff. But anyway, I did a pretty good workout, but one time I did about twice as much as I did this time, and I made me kind of sick I did so much. But anyway, this is about an average workout today, and if you can understand, this is average. I've done more, but this is average what I did today, and I am sore. Man, my arms are sore. I can't even lift the tape recorder hardly without hurting myself, you know, as far as my sore muscles go. But I lifted the I do sit-ups, you know, at an angle. I got a sit-up platform you do sit-ups on, and one end of it you've got a little ladder that's nailed to the wall, and you stick the end up as high as you want, and you can do sit-ups hanging from your feet almost. But anyway, this one I've been doing about a 30 degree angle, so I've increased the angle now to about 50 degrees, which is just past 45. And I did 15 of those things, and my tummy, my middle, my muscles in my stomach are really hurting. They really hurt real bad. And all my arm muscles really hurt. So I really got myself a good workout today. And then after that, you're not going to believe this, I came back and had a Coke. And I thought maybe I'd go out in the sun a while, you know, pick up a few rays. But I didn't. I was kind of beat, you know. Then a guy came on wanting to play handball, and since I haven't played handball since the first time that I told you about, and wanted you to send me the handball gloves and the handballs, but I hadn't played handball since then. I just never, you know, I didn't want to reserve the court, and I've been lifting weights, and I get kind of beat. Anyway, I decided, I just haven't been in the mood for it, more or less. But anyway, today I was in the mood for it, and we went and played handball, and I wasn't as good as the first time I played. But I was better than when I played with Jim back in, anyway. And that helped. I ran around a lot, you know, and I played four games. But I didn't play doubles like I did the last time, so it wasn't as strenuous. But anyway, I did that from about, 3 to 4. Then I came back and showered. Oh, boy, that felt. I took a cold shower, but it's not really that cold. It was sitting out, you know, the water sitting out in the sun. And it was kind of a lukewarm shower. It wasn't warm, it was, but it wasn't biting cold either. Can you understand me, baby? Because I kind of, you know how I talk around circles once in a while. I guess I'm doing that now. But anyway, I took the shower and got all cleaned up, and my gold Levi's were kind of dirty. And I've been working out in my shorts. I bought a pair of shorts at the PX. And the brown shirt, you know, that I brought with me, it's getting kind of funky. So I put all that stuff in the dirty clothes bag. And one of the civilian clothes I had left was my bell bottoms, my green checkered, you know, the wool ones. Anyway, I put those on in my light green shirt, which is the first time I've worn those for quite a while. In fact, it's only the second time I've worn them since I've been in Vietnam. And got all cleaned up, went over and ate dinner, came back and played a game or two of ping pong, and I was really sorry because I'm so tired in my shoulders and arms that I can't even hardly lift the paddle. And the movie came on. It was a real good movie. It had Jackie Gleason in it, and the name of it was How Do I Love Thee? Let Me Count the Ways. The Ways. It goes along a poem by Elizabeth Browning, I guess her name is. And it was a really good movie. Really good. And by the way, if you ever read that poem or look it up, it's my sentiments exactly. Even though I didn't write the poem, if I could have written a poem like that, that's what I would have said to you. And it is true. I love you so much, baby. But anyway, let's get back. I get all puffy-eyed. And came back and, of course, had a Coke, and then I came over and started this tape. So now you're up to date. And, of course, before I started the tape, I had to listen to yours. I got back here about 8 or so, or 8:30. Well, no, the movie was over at, almost, I guess it was 9 o'clock. And, it was later than that. It was about, could have been about 9:15 maybe. And I came over here, and then, of course, I had my Coke, and I messed around a while and took a whiz and everything else, and came back, and then I played your tape. And before I started taping this one, it was 10 after 10. Right now, it's 5 minutes to 11, so that's how long I've been taping. I've been taping for 35 minutes already, and I haven't been clicking it off and on, and I haven't been going out and breaking in the middle of the tape or anything else, I wish I had up now, because I've got about a minute or 2 minutes of tape left here, and I've run out of things to say. And all I can say now, ooh, excuse me, one second. Oh, I just thought of something. I got my first roll of pictures I've taken in Vietnam back today, and they're all around here, just the area here in the battalion, and a couple of pictures of my room, and all these pictures of my room were taken before I got your poster, so don't expect to see the poster in any of them, but the poster will be on the next roll that I send you. But anyway, I got 12 pictures back, and I'll send a couple, three of them on each letter I mail you. I won't send any in this tape because I got something else I want to put in this tape, but none of the pictures are me. They're all my room and the company area around here. And another thing I'd like to tell you is that I got a couple of patches, Black Baron patches, which is the call sign, I guess, or the unit symbol for this battalion I'm in now. And when I send them to you, I'll put one in this tape tonight. Just sew it on my mail, on my helmet bag. That'd be fine. Anyway, I just... That's all there is. I'm getting short of tape here, so I'm going to go ahead and close it out. And I love you very much, and I'll see you soon, and I'll be writing soon. Okay, goodbye.
I'm back again because I never left. But anyway, my roommate walked in, so I was what rushed me, but he walked back out again. So I just want to say I love you very much, baby, and I'm going to give you a big kiss before I go. And I'm not going to let it run off. I did.